Fourth law, 48. Srimati Radhika has told Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari to go in evening to Nandgaon with some sweets, Karpur Keli and all other things. So when Krishna returns from cow herding, Yashoda will give all these things. So when Krishna returns from cow herding, then at once Tulsi went to Nandgaon and saw that Krishna is coming with so many cows and friends, and she saw that every mother took Krishna in her lap, and then they loved their sons, but everyone kissed and loved Krishna first, and then they took their sons and they returned to their homes. Yashoda took Krishna and took in her Nanda Bhavan, and she was watching what is done there, Tulsi. She gave it in the hands of Yashoda, that sweets, and did pranam in the lotus feet of Yashoda. Yashoda treated as if Srimati Radhika has come, and she is my new vadhu. New, just coming, entering in the house. So she loved so much to Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. Then Krishna was taken bath, and with voice, Baldev, Nanda Baba and the Bhivan, they sat to take prasadam, and that prasadam from Javad sent by Srimati Radhika was given to Krishna. She took it very, very taste. After Krishna took it, he went for a very little rest. Dhanishtha, Yashoda gave all the things which were given to Krishna, but not remnants, separate, taken from all the sweets and all the preparation. She gave it to Tulsi Manjari to give Srimati Radhika, and Dhanishtha took the remnants of Krishna, everything, and gave it to Rati Manjari very carefully, so that anyone cannot know. And Dhanishtha mixed Krishna remnants with all here, and she took it to Javad, to Srimati Radhika and all sakhis are there. All were till now, this is called Pradosh Leela, meaning between Sandhya and midnight, for 2.5 hours. So till they were waiting for Dhanishtha in Tulsi Manjari, that she will return. When she returned, all become so happy, all sakhi, and they wanted to hear all the pastimes of Krishna that she has seen in Nandgaon. how Krishna returned from cowherding and how Krishna entered with Yashoda in his Rajbhavan and how he took bath and how he took all things with Ananda Baba, Upananda and all. It has been described in Govinda Lilamrita, how he takes his home. When he she is given by Dhanishta and Yashoda and mixing, then it is told, Nana Vidhai Amrita Sara Rasayana Istai Krishna Prasadam Militai Riha Bhojan Bhojyapeyai Hakum Kumangi Lalitad Disakhi Brita Tvam Jatnat Maya Kim Uttaram Amu Upabhojanya Hakum Kumangi Kumkum Angi means she has taken kumkum in her face, in everybody, especially in breast. So she is kumkum angi. Kumkum angi. This kumkum has so many stories. So many stories. That is told in one sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many slokas in Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sar, Jiva Goswami Priti Sandarbh and all other books. They have greed to color the Krishna feet. Radhika wants to love Krishna feet as if she has lakh and lakhs of pran,
life,
and she does arti of Krishna feet, nails, prabha. Understand? Prabha?
Light.
Of Srimati Radhika. Nels, light. See, this is to show that Radhika loves that feet so much that her love for Krishna coming from heart and she is giving it to the feet of Krishna. She cannot bear anything which is troublesome to Krishna. Utakire Tatte sujat charanam varuham stanesu dhita sanaya priya dabhi mahi karakasesu. She thinks that my breast is so much hard. So she takes Krishna feet very slowly that anything cannot be pinchable to Krishna. So he gives her whole prem, whole love, affection to the feet of Krishna. Whether as Krishna in value, uske प्रति माने जो दिया है उसके बदी में वो दे रही है माने सी वांट्स टू गिव कृष्ण वांट्स टू गिव इन माने रेसिप्रोकल माने श्रीमती राधिका अपना होल प्रेम देना चाहती और कृष्ण भी इन रिटर्न
ही वांट्स टू डू द सेम
बट हाउ ही कैन डू ही कैन डू मनली दैट श्रीमती का राधिका टेक्स हर फेथ इन हिज लैप हियर एंड पेंट्स बाय दैट कुमकुम कृष्ण फीट एज इफ अनुराग इज ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका हर्ट इज देयर विथ कृष्ण फीट नाउ कृष्ण वांट्स टू रिपे सो कृष्ण आफ्टर दैट कृष्ण टेक्स द फीट ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड पेंट्स इट दैट वी हैव डिस्कस्ड एंड राइट्स हिज नेम एज इफ हर हिज नेम इज नूपुर ऑफ राधिका फीट कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ एंड टेक्स इट टू द फीट हियर एंड दैट color is there. Radhika's color goes to the feet of Krishna and next Krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and her color of feet here on his head. So each loves other. Reciprocal, conjugal love, this. So kumkumangi, we are more kumkum daily, that they can worship Krishna with. And Krishna, in return, does so many things that it may please to Srimati Radhika. So she is kumkumangi.
Sometimes she is called by that name.
What?
Kumkumangi.
Huh?
Can she be called by that name?
Kumkumangi. So he is calling him, her Kumkumangi. Because he remembers that past time. In Srimad Bhagavat, we see that Pulindi Kanya. They have seen on grass that Kumkum. And seeing that Kumkum, they at once become overpowered by calm. Calm means to meet Krishna. But why? Because they seems to be maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Going and coming there by seeing beautiful these ladies, gopis, they used to come. And Radhika also used to
befriend
them.
Vringi.
Vringi and all these. And they sometimes were called by Radhika and Lalita and Vishakha to meet them in gambling and to give some fun to Krishna.
Why is that? Is this Vringi, what is her appearance? Is she attractive or not?
If she has joined the Krishna Lila, why she should not be, but not like this.
But
yet so attractive. So attractive. But not like this.
But why gives Krishna special fun at the gambling time when they bring these girls like Vringi?
Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, this is for lajja. Lajja means shame. So they cannot give what Krishna wants directly.
In front of everyone.
So this is also a very good rush. And when they come, they also are so shameful. They said they are very shameful. And all are laughing. And Krishna also becomes
some embracing goes on. Some embracing is done.
But not Krishna does.
Not Krishna.
No. It can't. He wants to case only gopis. When she comes, Krishna withdraws his. So Kung Kung Lami has so many vast meaning, ocean of rush there. Jitna hi adhik hum chintan karenge, utna hi wo bhav aata jayega. Whole Srimad Bhagavat can come here. Whole Govinda Lilamit can come here. So there are so many examples in this Kung Kumangi. Ha Kung Kumangi, Nana Vidharasai, Asamritasar, Rasayanai Stai, Rasayanai, anything but it will be Rasayan, anything. Here Amrit Keli, and all these things. Kare, anything, any food. There is not a man subject food or anything, but only that rush is needed there. You can give me anything, a fountain pen, but it is not a fountain pen. It is your heart and the love there. Fountain is only upper thing. So here,
simple.
Amritsar are not Amritsar. But the remnant of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna are is Rasamrita. With a plus with that thing. Rasamrita sar, rasanai staitai. O Radhike, O Kumkumangi Radhike. Rati Manjari is praying that Dhanishtha will give me the remnants of Krishna and Yashoda will give me love for you in that Rasayani, Amrit Keli and all things that Krishna has taken. And Dhanishtha will give this thing which Krishna has tested and left for Srimati Radhika in indirect. So she will give and I will then mix the Yashoda's event with Dhanishtha and then it will be like more than Amrita and it will arashavaha, carrying a rush as if Rasagulla. No? In every corn, in every
part and parcel,
every corn means every particle, atom of that Rasagulla is full of rasa. So these are very sweet, no doubt, but Krishna made them so much rasa stuff. And the pastimes mixing with these became more and more rasasthi. Rasasthi, you know? And then I will carry it to you and give you your hand. You will give it to Lalita Vishakha and they will distribute. And in the lonely place, all will see.
Partake of it.
Partake of it. Especially Radhika is taking here, but mind is another place, thinking deeply the pastimes of Krishna. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also tested this sloka in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written this. In Govinda Lilamrita, he also tested it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarva Damodara and Raya Ramananda and all others, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and all others in their presence. He is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting, eyes shut up, tears in eyes, thinking in his heart, Krishna is taking prasadam. He is seeing in the shape of Srimati Radhika. He is feeling that Krishna is taking Mahaprasadam. So, Sukriti Labdha Felalo, that Madan Mohan is taking, Madan Mohan is so sweet, and he, these are very sweet
lips,
so sweet, that even Brahma, Narada and all wants to take that Felalo. Felalo means the remnants of Krishna, Govinda or Madan Mohan. Krishner bhukta says tar phelanam. What Krishna takes, it is phela law. Law means very little. Phela means taken by Krishna. Those who are so much fortunate, they can have the remnants of Krishna, very law. Samanya bhagya haita. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punya Matang Rajan Vishwasani Vajati. Understand the meaning? Svalpa Punya Matang Vishwaso Na Eva Jayate. Those who have very little Sobhagya, fortune, they cannot taste. If Mahaprasad comes, Mahaprasad will not come to them. And by chance it comes, they will not taste. As when Krishna flute is singing, all will not hear. There are friends, there are all there. Mothers and everyone are there. But only the gopi will hear, who are very beloved to Krishna. And they will be attracted. Not all be attracted.
What is that fifth note? You know, it always mentions the fifth note.
Fifth note.
What is that fifth note? What is the special feature of Krishna playing on the fifth note?
Fifth note. What? Fifth note.
It always mentions this. But so many times we read.
Pancham swar. Pancham swar mane? Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Radhika and all gopis, sa. Sa re ga ma pa Krishna. Fifth stage. And Radhika and gopis go to saptam, more than Krishna. And there Krishna tells that, oh sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. What I cannot do, you can do. This is saptam. And Krishna goes to pancham. Kokil are in pancham. So Krishna can go to kokil. But not he can go to kokila. Kokila Rasimati Radhika. And very sweet song. Or anything very sweet. Sweetest is saptam. Hmm. So I will have fortunate to give you, distribute you all these remnants of Krishna, so that you will, you are taking that, you will take that, and your mind will go up to Krishna, not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarva Damodara Raman and all others that how sweet is this, how fragrant is this Mahaprasad. Any time in the Ratha Yatra, king has sent by Gopinath and all others so much remnants of Krishna, Jagannath, from Jagannath Mandir. At first Mahaprabhu used to give by his own hand to all others. But he saw that anyone is not taking. He asked Sarupa Damodar that why they are not taking. He said, Prabhu, they will not take until you take. So you should sit down and take Mahaprasad, and then all will take. Then at last Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. When they took it, Mahaprabhu took it, he began to read and told Sarupa Damodara Ramana that you see that all are prakrita drabya, material things. Roti, chapati, malpua and all things are, if it is not given to Krishna, if it is not offered to Krishna, they are all prakrita things, material things. But you have tested material things. Now you are testing it. See that how sweet these are and how it is so fragrant. Fragrant and sugandhi. So fragrant. So a worldly thing, material thing cannot be so sweet and so fragrant. So you can differentiate now. Because what to take test by fragrant or everything, what?
The aroma. Fragrance means aroma.
So, mate mon, mind is overpowered. Why? There are some reasons. Why? Krishna has certainly took up all these things. Without taking Krishna, without, if it is not revenant of Krishna, it has no so power. Now it has been so powerful that my heart goes to Krishna, to test Krishna, to test the adharamrita of Krishna, and it मैंने हमको ऐसा बना देता है कि अब रहा नहीं जाता. When I took this Mahaprasad, my mind becomes so vyakul.
Agitated.
Huh?
Agitated.
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 Agitated, man.
Restless.
That my mind and heart wants to run after and to meet Krishna. For playing with Krishna and for eat. There are so much hidden thing here. So much hidden here. He will tell. So when I take this Mahaprasadam, I like to test Krishna also, as Srimati Radhika wants to test Krishna. And he gives up his dharya, patience, lok dharma, arya dharma, everything, his same, everything. and see if their father and mother and father-in-law and mother-in-law is there. Yet she runs after Krishna. Where is Krishna? No shame, nothing is there. She had no dharya, anything there. So I also want, like Srimati Radhika, to run at once to Krishna. So Mahamada ki ekrishna adharir gun. There are so many qualities in adhar of Krishna, in his adharamrita. And this has so such qualities in Mahaprasada.
The saliva from Krishna's mouth is in the prasad.
He is telling that if Krishna gives his adharamrita to anyone and she becomes mad, so I have become mad and want to have Krishna in that way. Achha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this in Chaitanya Charitamrita that tanuman kare kho badhaye suratalo. That tanuman kare kho badhaye suratalo. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in last antakhanda, he is saying 16 chapter, he is telling that he thinks himself to be Radhika, Radhika Bhav. And she is telling to Swarup Damodar in night that tanuman mor khob badhaye suratalobh harsh shokadi bhav vinashay. When I take the remnants of Krishna, I became mad. I had no that time knowledge or anything in myself. I became upset. Krishna name is the same, but we don't taste it because anartha there. Likewise, the Mahaprasad is the same, but we cannot taste. Krishna plays on floats, gopis can hear. The sound is there, but we cannot catch, because they are durbhaga. No. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, and all are hearing, but all are not testing. But yes, Damodar, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and so many prominent, they are testing. But not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Krishna is there, and so many persons are seeing, but yet the persons and the ladies who has much prem with Krishna, they will taste more. So Mahaprasad is there, really we take, but no response there.
Only a full stomach.
But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if our anartha will go, we can also have this. When I take this Mahaprasad, Srimati Radhika is telling to Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all others in group meeting there. In that, when Tulsi or Rati Manjari brings that remnant, and when they are testing, at this same time they are telling each other, and Srimati Radhika is telling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling as a pratinidhi of them. Pratinidhi?
Representative.
Yeah. That when I take this, at once I become mad. And Bahaya Surat alo. Surat. Surat man meeting with Krishna. The unpressed desire of meeting Krishna in lonely place, that is called Ratisa, to play with Krishna. So it makes me like mad to meet Krishna. Harsha Shoka Adi Bhav Vinasa. And when I take it, my all happiness and also separation, kashta, dukkha. Dukkha means?
Unhappiness.
Happiness and unhappiness. Happiness means meeting. In meeting Krishna, that becomes so happy. And in separation, so much sorrow. Both I lips. I become out of that, both. Why? As if when I am taking the remnant, it seems that Krishna comes and gives his adharamrita, his giving. At that time, I feel meeting with Krishna. So, meeting that kind of harsha and shok means in separation, what is feeling kashtadayak, both I live. Understand? What?
In getting the remnants, the experience is, she feels it surpasses all experiences of both separation as well as meeting.
No. She forgets both. As if Krishna is meeting and giving his lips to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Here, before the past time, meeting and separation, ananda and dukkha, both goes away. Because she feels that Krishna is here and he is giving me his adharamrita himself. So he forgets everything. Even where I am, who I am, everything I forget. Pasaraya anya ras and all kinds of rasa I forget. No, nothing. And what is at that time anubhav hota hai?
Feels.
What I have felt in dancing with Krishna. Krishna giving his hand on my shoulder. And all kinds of happiness that I have realized at that time when Krishna is giving his adharamrit, I forget everything that is given. And that time, lajja, dharma, dharja, everything goes away.
Shyness, religion, everything.
Everything. No lajja. Shyness, no. Why? How? Whether there are so many persons or anything or not, or anyone is seeing or not, no shyness there. Dharya. Gopis have so much dharya. But when they take the remnant, no dharya at all. They can do anything that anyone can know or not know. Their list is not there. Vision is not there. And dharma, they also give dharma. Srimati Radhika is telling that as if Krishna has come and she is talking with Krishna and telling that O Nagar, Nagar you know, Nagar, I see the effect of this Adharamrita is quite opposite. Opposite. That we take it, this remnant, for our happiness or anything. But it does the effect quite opposite. We are ladies. What to tell ladies? That adharamrit makes male also to come and test his adharamrit. Because Krishna is gop and we are gopi. No? He is lover and we are beloved. And there are so many relations with her, Krishna. So we are empowered, we are qualified to take these adharamrit only in Braja. But yet, Krishna adharamrit has opposite swabhav,
nature.
That a bunch bamboo float, the bamboo, and no rasagya, arasi, no ras there. Yet she calls, that adharamrit calls that, and that is lifeless. And Venu is pullinga, male. Yet, going on drinking and drinking and drinking. Gopis are seeing. They are telling, especially Srimati Radhika, that this remnants and this adharamrit are so much bajigar. Bajigar, you know?
Magician,
like magic, they do anything opposite. Venu is dry, rust, no rust and nothing. Yet, being a male, sits on here and drinking and showing us that you are qualified to take and you are adhikari. Adhikari means?
Qualified.
No.
Eligible.
For this. But I am sitting on the lips of Krishna in your presence. It is your right. But in front of you, being so bold, I'm sitting here and drinking before you. What can you do? In that mood, Venu is drinking. Your sampatti, your
policy.
Well, and we are forcibly taking it. If you have power, well, you can take me. Otherwise, I will take chair. Venu is also, Krishna is also Dhrishta. This means naughty cheater and so many things. And takes anyone's anything forcibly. The Dan Ghati, he takes forcibly all these things. So, by drinking the adharamrit of Krishna, you have become silly as like Krishna. Every quality has come into you. So, that Venu is telling that if you have force, if you have bal,
strength.
Then you can come here, but you will have to come with no lajja, no dharya, no lajja bhaya dharma. Lajja means shyness, bhaya means fear, and dharma, lok dharma, pati dharma, by living all these things you will have to come. And if by, you cannot come by doing so, I will be here and will, in your reason, I will take, I will drink everything. Lila Shuk has written in his Krishna Karanam book, Prema Danchame Kama Danchame Vedananchame Vaibhavanchame Jeevananchame Jeevitanchame Daivachanchame Na Deva Na Me Deva Naparam. This prem of remnant are by bodily to Krishna. And this prem is out of this material world. It is chinmay, and it can be found only in a Aprakrit Golok Vrindavan. No? If Krishna